This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
All right. Welcome to episode 3 of the Homemade Broadcast Network Presents, my mom's favorite podcast. Or you can just call it my mom's favorite podcast when my producer's not around to yell at you. Either way, take your pick. I know you can still hear the intro music playing, but that's because it's a good fucking song. Like some Aesop Rock, None Shall Pass. Today's episode, we're going to have Dave Hines and Jander Gray from Kava Comedy. Dave Hines is one of the founding members and quote-unquote managers, and Jander Gray is one of their up-and-coming talents. I'm not going to call him a young talent because he's old as shit. Actually, he's like my age, so yeah, fuck it. But we're going to probably talk about drugs because it's me and that's what I do, so that's what I like. We're also going to talk some current events, and you'll probably hear me shit on Dave Hines a lot during this because that's just kind of how our friendship works. I talk shit on him, he wonders why he's friends with me, and that's our life. But it'll definitely be a good time. I thank you guys very much for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast on the Homemade Broadcast Network, and get ready to go. We're going. All right. This was kind of disorganized today. It's normally much smoother transition as he awkwardly tries to put the headphones on my head. He could have done that from the back, and I probably should watch.
Fuck yeah,
the that sentence right there needs so much. He probably could have done that to me from the back instead. It would have been easier.
Yeah, it totally would have been easier.
Definitely need
it's context. It's hard to fuck James Bailey from the front.
It is. I'm very quick.
Okay, can we say James Bailey on this podcast?
Yeah, this is okay. James Bailey's My Mom's Favorite Podcast. We can say fuck, shit, ass, whore.
Oh, I thought you were going to point to us when we were allowed to talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would just not point to you in general.
I was like, why is he not? That's, is this videotaped?
No.
Okay, so I can take my pants off.
I prefer you not.
Yeah.
I prefer you. I sound very, how do I sound in your guys' headphones?
Well, perfect.
I sound very distant,
you sound a lot
echoey.
Like you.
Distant and emotionally
so,
just.
So bad. Is
yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Or smooth.
We'll have to figure out. Hopefully, the audio. This is supposed to be a very good mic. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just get up right up on
there
it.
There we go. I was speaking into a very different part of the speaking, like the top
yeah,
of it.
There you go.
So the microphone supposedly is good. I just have to have it anchored in the perfect way. Even though I just heard my. Wow. I hit the table and it vibrated. I'm either really high or I'm just not used to Will's producer equipment.
He's an excellent producer.
It could be a combo of both.
It is. Well, it is a combo of both.
It's definitely a combo of both.
I went and saw, who did I go see? It was Ben Kronberg.
Yeah.
And Matt Fernandez, open form or whatever, and Joe Rigo was there anyway. But and then some dude from Orlando that I can't remember his name. He was all right. He was funny. I just don't remember his name. I shouldn't say he was all right. That was very dismissive. No, yeah. He was good. Where am I? Where do I sound best talking into this microphone?
Just, whatever. Just stay on top of it. Just like this.
Yeah, just swallow it. Now there it is. All right.
Engulf the mic with your face.
People don't tune in to listen to me anyway, so fucking whatever. But anyway, and then, like I walked up to Matt beforehand, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And I said something weird because, you know, I'm me. And he just kind of looked at me. I was like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm a little high. And he's like, aren't you always? Yeah, actually. And then I noticed a lot of people say that to me. When I go, I'm a little high, they're like, yeah, aren't you? Aren't you always? Yeah.
Someday Bailey's just going to come out and he's going to be like Dean Martin. He's been like, I've just been faking y'all for years. This is water.
I am the greatest actor
smoking
ever.
Fake weed for like 30 years.
No, too many people in this community have smoked real weed with me to fall for this. They'd be like, really? Wait a minute. We just got high an hour ago.
Right. Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. So, by the way, this is Jander. Say hi.
Yes. Hello.
And then Dave, say hi.
Hey.
That'll just kind of let people know the different voices since this isn't being videoed.
Yeah. I'm the one with the sexy voice, and then there's fucking Dave.
Yeah. Then there's me.
Then there's the voice that you're like, I probably shouldn't take that guy around my kids.
Yeah. Dave's only allowed to at my house for dinner when my kids are out of town.
Otherwise
he gets arrested again. So
I mean,
it's not me making a judgment on Dave.
Right.
It's just the legal system.
There's
yeah,
legal.
It's
That's what happens.
We keep giving Dave opportunities to talk. He's just,
yeah. Well, you know, you can only get caught jacking off on the playground 3 or 4 times before you can't be around kids.
Happened once. I don't even know.
See, I feel like in my headphones, Dave Hines' voice, like you would expect him to be like this big buff guy instead of fucking...
Yeah, just headphones alone, he sounds like a white Barry White.
Scary.
Like Barry White.
Yeah, quotations. Barry White. You look like Barry White.
So I've got, I've got a face for radio. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm saying that
sexy, Dave.
You look like Skeletor with a ponytail.
Like the
and
thing
a
that's
beard.
Holding me back is my face. Yeah. If it wasn't for your face and your overall as a person,
overall demeanor,
I can sympathize. Like I feel like my third grade education and my face and my body have just been holding me back from pretty much everything good.
I could be a bodybuilder, man, if just wasn't
if it wasn't for your
I've been building
figure.
A body.
It wasn't for the fact
the
that I'm like a
wants.
Buck 90 soaking wet.
Yeah, your stick figure appearance is stopping you from being a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
I'm actually, as you guys know, because you guys have known me through my fat alcoholic stage, or at least Dave very explicitly did. Just God damn it, James. I've lost quite a bit of weight, and I'm not an atrocious-looking feller. I'm kind of cute, kind of adorable. But I'm still used to being, like, the big fat guy. Like, I'm used to being big and fat and greasy.
You got a former fatty complex, huh?
Yeah, well, I had that growing up. I was a fat kid in high school.
Yeah.
And then I hit 18, and I dropped, like, 30 pounds in 3 months because I moved to Florida. And just the temperature difference alone was just...
Yeah.
And so for the first couple years, I was, like, I was, you know, very... fit because I, you know, walked a lot and played sports, so I was very fit. And the first years that I wasn't fat, first couple of years I was pretty insecure because I was still the fat kid. But then I went for a bunch of years being like good looking, so I was like, oh, I'm used to this. And then I got fat again, started acting like the skinny, confident, good looking guy, and would like hit on girls and they'd be like, why are you breathing near me? Like, you should be somewhere else.
Yeah, you didn't realize that your role had changed.
Yeah.
You'd been cast as a different character.
So now I start feeling like shit again. Yeah, now I'm starting to look halfway approachable. And when girls are like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, what do you want? Please don't make fun of me. I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, please don't hit me with your purse.
Yeah, just like, whatever you do, don't stare at her boobs. Just don't stare at her boobs and she won't beat you.
Yeah.
But so that's fun. So let's talk about body shaming.
Okay.
We got like a small, medium,
people
and large
here. People
with
club feet.
People with club feet.
Yeah, if you have a club foot, don't talk to me. I want nothing to do with you. Hashtag club foot hater.
I'll talk to... Let's get that hashtag going.
that's my one bigotry. Everybody else I'm cool with. You want to fuck a chipmunk? We're cool.
Well, since
we're
doing...
a club foot...
Since we're talking about people we hate... Jander, I think I told you about this, but Dave, you know what you were supposed to remember, right? This is the Bitch on Blast. Who's your Bob?
The Bob, baby.
Who's your Bob?
Who's my Bob?
Yeah, Bob stands for Bitch on Blast, so it's an acronym within a phrase.
Bitch on Blast.
It's not Bombs Over Baghdad.
You can, not this time. Not that cool. You can name anybody, male, female, real, fucking famous, fictional, people that you know, like your Paperman, just first name, last name, put them on blast, and tell me why you think they're a bitch. And we got to do this before Will gets back because he's named the same guy twice now and he just goes off for like 5-10 minutes at a time. He hates this guy.
I honestly don't have anybody.
Well, can I take both? Can I get two
bitches
on blast?
Because no one can beat my ex-wife. Like, no one is
so
going to be able to beat that.
So put her on blast. First
it's
and last
like been
name.
Done, though. Like, I don't. This is just like putting on
you're
videotape.
Like, I done blasted that ass so many times at this point.
I done
just,
blasted.
It's just futile.
Well, obviously, everybody knows that she kept my last name. Yeah. And her name's Jenny.
So did you get her last name then?
No, why would I want her last name?
Because she kept yours and you don't have it. She took you.
Well, no. Yeah.
I was trying to be stupid funny and it didn't work because fuck
yeah,
you.
I
gotcha. So.
That's all right. Everybody can drop a bomb here.
They can't all be gems, people.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're expecting gems every time, you should keep listening.
Listen to the gem
keep
podcast.
Listening.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, listen to the gem podcast because that
Gem the Stone,
so
not
awesome.
Gem the 80s cartoon that they're making into a movie.
They already made it.
That
into
has
a movie.
Nothing to
Wait,
do with the cartoon.
When did it come out?
It came out and they pulled it like boom, weekend. It
was
it
that
went,
bad?
It was so
it was,
bad.
It was
they
that.
Yanked
it was
it immediately.
Well, I figured it was going to be
the
very...
trailer was horrible.
I never watched it. I knew it was. And I knew it was happening. I knew it was going to be a thing. I just wasn't aware of any of what you said. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's got to just be... you can't take terrible. Everything from the 80s because nowadays people are like, oh, hey, why did all those girls grow up to be whores? Oh, that's because of influences like these. And then you put in, people are going to be like, no, I'm not going to let my parent or my kid watch this and just think it's okay to be fucking trashy.
Yeah.
At least that's, I'm assuming, what Gem is, because that's what all those 80s... They're all, like, Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, I think it was, like, almost like they were trying to make, like, a female G.I. Joe kind of mix. They were trying to sell some Barbie dolls or some shit in the
80s. Well, that's everything in the
80s. Oh, well, if they were like badass, then they do that.
Yeah, I really have no idea, though. I don't secretly watch it.
This is normally where my producer, Will, would look up something and while we're talking so I don't have to be distracted. But he's helping some old lady put together a lamp.
That's so sweet.
In next door.
Is this a euphemism for some kind of weird sex act?
No,
is
he's he on actually seniors.com? Putting stuff together. Oh, look, he's back.
Oh, here how was that lady and her lamp?
So
if you don't know, Jander's doing air quotations.
Yes, you can hear. They can hear it in my voice. How was that lamp?
That
oh my god! That totally translates. Just
totally translates to radio.
Yeah, yeah. James Bailey is a nice guy.
I am a nice guy. Fuck you.
I didn't do the quotes that time though. I just did it on the voice.
See, yeah, but you were an example.
I didn't actually physically say James Bailey was a nice guy.
Yeah, but the way you were looking at me, you bastard. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, you're great. I love you.
Yeah, I have you guys on here. That's nice. I haven't made. Well, shit, I was going to say I haven't made fun of you, but really I've already attacked both of you.
That's
not viciously.
No, it's okay.
There's one thing about Dave that I'm not going to mention.
Oh.
And now that I've mentioned it, y'all almost have to mention it, but I'm not going to mention it.
Yeah, don't do it. Let's keep some secrets. Episode 100, back to find out what James thinks about Dave Hines
If I make it to 100 episodes, that'll be... Mark my words, listener. If anybody follows me to the 100th episode, that's what I'll do. I'll have Dave Hines on here. The entire show will be about that.
Let's start laying down some things that you're going to do on episode 100, and we'll get some stock going.
I will...
Nipple piercings. Bam.
Nope. I was going to say I'll get a tattoo, but I don't want to... If somebody else pays for it, I'll get a tattoo.
You know what? I say he should get hit in the back with a chair...
Not again. Not again. This is happening.
Dave's going hard. He's like, I want to break your spine, James.
No.
It's for entertainment purposes.
This has already happened.
And I'll have a stripper dance on my lap and take her shirt
off.
That's what Dave's doing tonight anyway.
Well, when me and Dave used to have the internet radio show, that happened. I got hit with a steel chair from a professional wrestler, amateur professional, but still a professional wrestler, and it bent on my spine.
People voted. Yeah. And you let them, like you suggested that.
Every single one of my friends were just like, people that didn't even watch our show were calling each other like, yo, dude, yo, Nick just told me about this. You got to call in and watch for like 5 minutes and vote.
But in all due respect, if something like that was to happen now, I'd be dead. Like there'd be so many people that would blow his phone up being like, oh, let's see Dave get hit in the back with a chair. Like everyone in Tampa Bay comedy and outside.
Yeah. Yeah,
would pay to see that.
I have a little bit better of a job now, so I would actually be like, "Hey, I'll give you $5. Just call it." I'd spend a couple hundred on that.
Okay, episode 100. Tune in. James Bailey's gonna get Pinkie Pie tattooed on his neck.
No. Let's not get outrageous here. I still plan on going out in public. I will very small, like maybe the size of a pinky. Get episode 100.
A My Little Pony neck tattoo is like.
I was going to say, is that a My Little Pony's name?
Yeah, it's a My
Little Pony. No, I will get a very, I will get a thumb-sized stamp of episode 100 as like a tramp stamp.
Sweet.
But it has to be like, it's no bigger than my thumb.
You realize that you're going to have to do this if you ever get
to
video.
When you get to video
100.
We're not, because I will start slowing, this is only once every other week I do this. I will slow this bitch down to once a month. I will slow this bitch down if I have to. Like, all of a sudden, I'll be like, when's your next podcast coming out? 2030.
What if one person... What if
dude,
one
just
person
break your
views,
word. That's what I do.
What if one person views the podcast more than
don't
once?
Don't do that shit.
Does that count as three?
What?
No. If someone reviews the podcast, does that count as three?
No, I don't want you just putting this shit on loop. No.
Because someone could do that. They'd be like, I want to watch this show.
No cheating, no. The 100th episode. But it'll probably never happen. I'll probably fucking do what I usually get. I'll be like, oh, this is fun, and then... like six episodes and I'll be like, oh, it's so much work.
So much.
to go to somebody's house and to call somebody else to meet me there and to have him press something on a keyboard. Yeah. That's literally all I do is show up.
Make sounds with my face into a mic. And
I have to be entertaining.
Yeah, it's kind of
this shit.
Why? Yeah, why would we want to do that?
This is costing me a lot in marijuana too, because I'm trying to be nice to my guests and not make them bring it, so I bring it.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't bring it.
Right.
It's just.
But he brings it every time.
But I don't bring it.
He doesn't bring it because it's already here. Right. That's basically
it. Grows here.
As I walk down the street here, I just find it in the street.
The studio, by the way, plausible. Is in Seattle or Colorado for legal purposes.
Yeah, except for, like, nobody outside of this fucking, like, my general friends. Like, you guys will listen to this, and that'll be... I won't listen to it. I don't listen to it. I was fucking there. I don't need to listen to it.
Hey, I went off for 4 minutes on how much I hated this fucking radio show that I was listening to, and it was mine. Me and James on the mic, and I'm like, this is the most horrible... How do people listen to this?
They didn't. That's why we don't have it anymore. That's why we're still doing open mics.
That could be an indicator. But open mics are fun.
They are.
You get to see crazy people. You get to see people that don't want to see comedy stare at you blankly.
They're soul-crushing, too, though.
Yeah.
But you need that. Like, you need to go to do a guest set at a comedy club or an actual venue where people are there to see the comedy and you do good.
Yeah.
And then after you do that, you're like, yes, I'm a champion. This is what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. And then go to an open mic. And then get kicked in the balls for 3 to 7 minutes, depending on the mic. And then get off stage and be like, maybe I'll just kill myself.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's going down tonight.
It's kind of like you get to be in the Super Bowl every now and then, but most of the time you're playing football on 275.
Yeah, but let's be real. Even when we're in the Super Bowl, we're still just like water boys at this level. We're looking at the big game. Like
you get to see the game, yeah.
Yeah, we're like watching from like inside the stadium.
Let me get you a towel, sir.
The maintenance locker room.
So, okay, I got my Bob, and it's boring as fuck.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Hillary Clinton, we're on to you. All right? We know you're not a human.
Too bad Bill's not on to her.
She's a terror. You know that, right? She's actually...
She's a terror?
She's a terror.
What's a terror?
A terror is a reptilian... Reptilian space
so you
alien
think
that's
from
masquerading
V.
as a human.
So
this is a real conspiracy
theory. So you think that
theory.
She's what? From V and she's going to rip her...
What
like,
nerd
totally.
Show is this from?
No, this is like a real thing. Find them on YouTube.
How?
These people are...
No.
Not even about
no.
It's one of those really deep, like really crazy conspiracy theories.
Is it really?
Like, yeah, like everybody that talks about it on YouTube, you're like, oh, this guy's batshit. Like right out the gate, he's like, hi. And you're like, oh, this guy's crazy.
Yeah,
you
but
just
like,
see the crazy on
But him. To say that she's a giant lizard.
She is Good a will giant leave. Lizard. And here's the worst part. Women, don't vote for her. She's not even a female lizard. All right?
Wait, so
it's
she's
It's not
going to
be a woman
lizard?
President. It's going to be an androgynous lizard masquerading as a human.
I'd
she
like,
might be a robot
I'd like to
also.
Sit down with these people that have
she
this theory.
She could
be
a cyborg, be
like,
a cyborg
what?
Reptile person. I think we need to cut her.
I think I'm not. I
that's
need
what
to
I
not
see.
Smoke with you anymore. Because I think that's what just happened.
I'm going to take Hillary off blast if she goes on live TV and cuts her arm and there's not like reptile skin. I'll consider voting for her. But until I see that she's bleeding real blood and it's not some CGI,
so
I'm done with her.
Hillary Clinton, if you listen to this, oh good Lord Jesus. Hillary Clinton, if you listen to this,
go fuck
just
yourself.
Know that you can get at least one more vote if you just go on national television and mutilate yourself.
Yeah.
Just
and think of all the cred she'll get with the goth people, man. That's all. That's a whole market.
Actually, holy
no
shit,
one's
that would be brilliant.
No one's tapping the goth market. You know, none of the goth people are going for Bernie.
They're going for
they're
Trump.
Feeling the burn
they're
in
going,
a very different way.
They're going for Trump. They're going to go for Trump in the hopes that he starts the fucking nuclear winter. Which, oh wait, we'll talk about that. I have the, you guys haven't been on here before. This is called the Topic Bowl. There's just several pieces of paper in there that are have topics on them that we can talk about if at any point you feel like you want to do that.
Sweet.
And, oh, so like I could just reach in and we have to talk about whatever.
Yep,
let's
do it, Dave.
You don't, I mean, and this is the thing that's happened on all three shows. I say that you don't have to do it and people just, as soon as I tell them about it, they're like, what? Something real. Like, I should tell people not to do it and just watch how quickly... I won't even set the bowl down. They'll be like, give me...
What is this delicious bowl of topics?
Dave, you look confused by English language.
Oxford Dictionary word of the...
Year.
Year is emojicon.
is an emoticon.
Is an emotion.
And I try to draw, but I can't draw for shit. Yeah, plus, there's a small area. Did you hear about this?
This is a true thing?
I feel like they just do this shit for publicity. Like, this is just a publicity stunt. They add, like, internet words. They're like, FAP, we're putting it in there.
Yeah.
I think that it's both ridiculous and it completely shows where we're going as a society, that emoticon is in the dictionary.
Their word of the year isn't an emoticon. Their word of the year is an emoticon.
Oh, it's...
It's the tears of joy one.
What, it is actually an emoticon,
their word of the year. Jesus Christ.
Their word of the year is a symbol.
Yes.
So they're going full Prince.
So
it is a symbol. Okay. It is the emoticon where it's a smiley face and there's tears of joy. And it makes me so sad in my heart place.
It's actually kind of hilarious. It's kind of like them basically going, seriously, like, you guys are...
Yeah, that's silly as fuck.
I think it's them trying to be like, hey...
Smart people like to be like, you realize that...
Hey, girl, Oxford Dictionary's hip. What's up?
I'm making you feel like an idiot right now.
Lug it around in your pocket.
But, like, the Oxford Dictionary should be like, hey, this is where we go for knowledge. Not, hey, this is where we go for smart, clever, sarcastic people. Like, I want the people that do the Oxford Dictionary to be like, no, 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 emoticons are... I refuse to even say that word. It's not proper. Yeah. Spell things out. Yeah, don't give me a picture. Paint me a picture with words.
F them. I get all my information from, like, LiveLeak, 4chan, and...
I don't even know what LiveLeak
is. An Urban Dictionary. LiveLeak is like YouTube... where you can see, like, a homeless man get hit by a plane.
What? What? Does the homeless man fly? Is it Live Leak?
If you put, like, awful, really awful things on YouTube, they'll get flagged and they'll get put down. But Live Leak, anything goes.
Why would you want to watch that?
Well, you might not want to watch it. It's just going to happen when you click on it.
You can go outside and see truly horrific things in just real life.
No, I don't want to see it in real life. Come on.
Dude.
That's messed up. I would feel something.
I did see some... I saw some...
I would feel something for the homeless man hit by the plane, but on Live Leak, I'm just like, dude, he got fucked up.
Yeah, that's what's wrong. So wrong. Yeah. The internet does not make it okay. Dude, like, I was...
If the shoe licker got hit by a plane, I would be sad.
Dude, that's like, all right, everybody's like shitting all over Ronda Rousey and like trolling the shit out of her because she lost. But why? She's a confident, just like every other fucking fighter.
Yeah.
And she said she was going to win, just like a lot of other fighters. You don't ever hear a fighter go like, well, you know, I'm going to give it my best effort, probably get my ass kicked, right. But I'm going to give it all I got in this ass whooping I'm going to take. Like, no, you're a fighter. Like, you're supposed to be confident. Then she lost. She didn't go in there and get knocked down 2 seconds. Fucking Holly Holm threw off her game. She's the first person to be able to do that, and she didn't recover quick enough.
Anybody that turns into a head kick is going to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, she got up and started to turn around and stepped right into a head kick. Doesn't matter who you are, what your build is, how tough you are, how big your neck muscles are.
Like, a lot of these people...
How thin your brain is. You're going to sleep.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of these people aren't going to stand in front of her and be like, bitch, you soft. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, go talk shit to her in a week when she's better.
I'm 6 foot over 200 pounds. I'm not looking at this little 5 foot fucking two or 5 foot five, whatever she is. She's not big. She's not like a 6 foot chick.
Have you seen the videos of the open workouts where she's fucking dudes up?
Yeah, like she's taking
come over
down
and roll with her. Yeah,
and those are trained dudes.
Yeah, and she fucks them up.
Yeah,
fast.
But it's dudes like me and smaller that are like, oh, she's soft. You wouldn't say this to her face, but because it's the internet, it's impersonal, it's desensitized, whatever you want to say. But now, like, all of a sudden they're a big tough guy. I want Rhonda to just start showing up to these people's houses. Just give her a week or two to heal and just show up at their house and just be like, what's up? What'd you say?
Just like, do Jay the Jay and Silent Bob. Yeah. I'm going on tour. But that's a long list, though. There's a lot of shit talkers out there.
Oh, it's so bad.
She couldn't possibly, like,
well, that's why Jay and Silent Bob, they had a fucking stack. It was like 3,000 pages with like 1,000 names each page. Yeah. Just let's go.
And people are haters.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I have a bitch on blast this week. No, you know what? I'll put the fucking the Ronda Rousey trolls on blast. Those will be my bitches on blast.
Yeah.
You guys, a lot of you guys aren't fighters, and if you were, then go fucking fight her. Go fucking tell her to her face. Yeah. Until then, just fucking leave her alone. She fucking works hard, trains hard. If she absolutely quits after this, then that's a little... But she's not. She's going to come back and keep going.
Right. And you guys are not nice.
Just in case you missed the point of everything I said, here comes Jander.
Yeah, don't let me get in there and give you some, because I'm going to tell you right straight up. Y'all ain't being nice right now.
It's like Andy Samberg on the fucking James Franco roast. You just go through, he's like, people say Sarah Silverman looks good for age. She just looks good. Woo, boom, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Did you see that one?
Is there a barista in the house? Because this roast just got dark. Yeah, that was one of my favorites, I think, ever.
Oh, he was, yeah, I'm a really big fan of Natasha Leggero.
Yeah.
Like, she is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
She was incredible on Beaver's Roast. Oh, I fucking laughed so hard.
That was, who hosted that? Was it D'Elia?
No, that was, Hart.
That's right, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart hosted. It was, like, D'Elia... fucking Natasha Leggero, I think Snoop Dogg, Ludacris, Pete Davidson, who fucking killed it when he's like, holy shit, Snoop Dogg and Ludacris are here. If I was in my 30s, I'd be losing my fucking mind.
Oh, relevant jokes.
That was good.
So mean.
We did a couple roasts. I got roasted up pretty good for my birthday. Oh, yeah, I got fucking Kyle, a couple of them were so good that people still do them, and this is from, like, three years ago. A couple of them people still do, just whenever they're on stage with me, they just do them as, like, standard jokes.
Yeah. Man, Kyle was amazing at the roast of Chris Gorgeous. Amazing.
Was he? I heard he was really good.
Oh, it was so funny, man. So funny. Him and Johnny Oz were just killing it, dude.
I forget.
It was really good.
I want to say I was either performing or just somewhere. I don't know.
You must have been somewhere, because I did... It was on a Thursday night, and I hosted the show before, so I hung out after, man. And oh my god, it was so much fun. Yeah, it's a good show, man.
I don't know.
Chris is a sport.
I don't want to say I do a lot of things because I don't. Mm-hmm. I like to just kind of smoke weed and watch Netflix.
You're growing a mustache and you're wearing headphones. Hey, that's more than some people are doing right now.
Fair enough. I'm not meaning to grow the mustache, so I just haven't shaved in like a week and a half. Yeah. And you can't see my beard hair because it only grows to the bottom of my chin. See? It just stops right there. That's like a week and a half's worth of growth.
Right.
I'm just lazy.
Yeah. It's tough being Puerto Rican.
I want to cut you. That makes it sound worse.
I'm sorry. That did. You just played right into this stereotype.
Well, I don't want to shoot you. I just want to cut you and make sure you're not a lizard person in fucking ranks with Hillary Clinton.
Let's do it. I'll prove that I'm not a lizard person. I would be so disappointed if I was.
Will have a knife over
here? What if you cut me and I was a lizard person? I'd be a total sellout.
Will is obviously...
I'd have to go back to the mothership.
Will's so Caucasian. All he has is fucking art supplies, no knives. God damn you, Will.
No, they're right over there on the wall.
Yeah, but that's so far away.
Yeah.
You're so far away
from me. I'm
going to
go ahead
and
agree with your laziness because I don't really want to get cut. I'm not really looking for any stitches.
Hey, Will, my producer just walked back in, Will, of the Homemade Broadcast, which, by the way, and it's usually about this point is when I actually say that this is the my mom's favorite podcast on the HMB radio, blah, blah, blah. Hillary Clinton is a lizard person. Do you know about this theory?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really?
Uh-huh. You didn't know that?
No. Hey, do me a favor, since you're here. Put your headphones on and tell me, is that just how I always sound in your headphones? Because I'm not used to, like, your producer chair. Okay.
That's you.
So this actually sounds good.
It sounds really good.
I was very worried about the audio to begin with, so I was trying different positions. So it'll be... Maybe I will listen to this one for, like, a minute.
Yeah.
Just to see where that was at.
Is that all you wanted me for?
Oh, no. I wanted you to look that up. I wanted you to look up the thing that he was talking about.
The lizard people thing?
The tares. What he...
I forget the spelling.
It's on YouTube, exactly. He said.
Well, I need to sit there, though. That's the only thing.
Well,
do you want to look it up? You got the...
No, I don't want... That's why I'm asking you to do it, because I don't want to fucking... I don't want to be distracted from what's going on
Dave to
here.
Put his fucking pants back on is what I want.
Dave never took his pants off. Don't put Dave in that light, or me in the light of standing here with him. All right, I'm going to try to... I'm going to stand up and do the podcast.
No, here, you can sit.
No, go ahead and take it. I'm standing.
What am I looking at?
The Hillary Clinton is a lizard person YouTube. I don't know.
There's probably going to be like at least 50 videos.
It's going to be Possum Man going like, she's a lizard.
Oh, and so do you guys have your Netflix pearls?
My Netflix pearls? I don't know what that means, homie.
It's a thing that I like to do on my podcast where I call it the Netflix pearl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, what's your hidden pearl that is a movie on Netflix that people may not have watched or might not be aware of.
I got one for you, man. What Circle. You
Shut Circle. The fuck up.
Circle is fucking
that
awesome.
Was mine for this week.
Was it?
Oh. Yeah. It's actually in my phone. Because I have like a note on my phone, so I don't forget them. I'm like Netflix pearls.
Yeah, Circle
I was like,
was
Circle.
Nice, man. Oh. It was nice. It was a B-movie, but you're like, this is a great premise.
Dude, it
see
was.
See another one. It must
I
be Circle
really,
2 for sure.
I don't know.
I'll take it.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Are you aware of this movie, Dave?
I think so, vaguely. I'm
yeah,
not
I think
sure.
I told Dave about it yesterday.
Well, are you aware of the movie Circle on Netflix?
Circle on Netflix.
Yeah.
Are you? You know, I watch a lot of Netflix, but usually it's home when I'm coming home drunk, and I just want to watch something. So I've watched The Office about 80 times.
Okay, so the really long version of no. Sweet. Okay.
Oh, I got one.
Well, no. We're gonna talk about his. All right. Well, what's yours? Yeah, because you might have to.
I saw Snowpiercer.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, that was
solid. That's a weird movie, but that's all. I feel like that's been out for a little while.
It's about Captain America is hungry and trapped on a train. Yeah.
With Japanese people that do drugs.
Yeah.
Or junkies. So Circle, go ahead, Janet. What's Circle about?
Let Circle them know. Is a movie about a bunch of dudes on Viagra and they're standing. Oh, no, wait, Circle
wait,
is...
Wait, different movie, different movie,
different
bro.
Different movie, kind of the same premise.
But that one, too.
Circle, I'm not sure how many people, I don't think they say, but it's probably about 60.
Nah, I think it's in the 30s, maybe?
Yeah, 30s, maybe 40. Yeah, so, yeah somewhere around 30, 40 people standing on this circle that's essentially like a digital board game. And every minute, this device in the center of the circle randomly shoots someone and kills them.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like... You every person, like the inside of their hand glows, and when you tilt your hand, it moves a little cursor in front of the other people that only you can, so nobody can see who you're, and that's how you vote, and then you close your hand, so nobody can ever see who anybody else is voting for.
Yeah.
Like, and so it's very like, and there's a pregnant woman, and there's a fucking, there's a small child, and there's a bunch of grandmothers, and there's fucking married couple.
It becomes this, like, you start seeing, like, the tribalism-based instinct. Like, people are just like, that guy looks like a douche. Let's kill him next.
Yeah, like, some guy, like...
Just any excuse to not me.
And it's such a random... Yeah, it's a very random mix of people. Like, there's a person that looks like he's homeless. There's a vet. There's an amputee.
So
there's, like, a businessman.
What would you think that the circle in society represents?
Well,
that's what the movie's got to be about.
No.
It's got to be about something singles out.
Well, it kind of is. It's kind of about society and just like human nature. But what it really is, like what the main premise is, the reason they end up there is it's like a social experiment done by aliens. Because they're like, they start talking, like everybody's passed out and they wake up and they're like, oh, what happened? And they're like, and I can say this without really spoiling it because they don't touch on it a whole bunch after, like they kind of initially say it as like a throwaway to explain why they're there. Like, I remember everybody was trying to escape, and the aliens, and then a light, and then I woke up here. And so you're like, oh, so you got abducted by aliens. And then that's it.
Yeah.
They don't really, like, they slightly, but
they don't really go into it. The budget clearly did not allow for that.
No, but it was really, I just thought it was a really good movie. Like, it was really cool.
It really was. It was good. It was really good. Like, I was actually surprised at the acting quality. There were a couple people in there that were pretty weak, but most of them pretty solid.
Well, like a lot of them I like looked up because I'm like, oh, this guy looks vaguely familiar. And they're all kind of like people that you kind of have seen in backgrounds of other things.
There was the guy with the suspenders. I think he used to be on The State, the old skit show on MTV in the 90s. Do you remember The State?
Yeah,
it was,
of course.
Michael Ian Black.
Michael Ian Black, Joe Lucullo, David Wayne, fucking Ken Marino, Laura Kinney.
Yeah, a lot of the people that, came, Lynn, that went into Reno 911. Yeah, a lot.
Pretty
of,
much all
pretty
of
much
Reno 911.
Yeah.
And a lot of people from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah.
Which did you guys saw the TV series?
Yeah,
right?
I didn't really care for the TV series. The movie I was on board with, the TV series, it was a little weird. You're gonna make
a prequel
20, 30 years later.
That's what was so great about it.
It was just too much for me, man. I Can't watch like 40-year-old dudes pretend to be 17. No, that's weird.
The one scene.
It's hard to take.
The one scene where Amy Poehler is talking to like the director that came in, he's like all gray haired.
Yeah.
And they haven't mentioned the fact that they're teenagers. Like they start like in a fucking episode or two, so you almost forget. And he's like, run away with me. And she's like, I can't. Why not? Well, first of all, I'm a 16-year-old girl. And he's like, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting about that. And I was like, this is fucking brilliant, dude. Like,
it wasn't terrible. I just it didn't really. Yeah.
See, like, I was such a huge fan of Estate, and I was such a huge fan of I liked Reno a lot. I watched the movie. I watched almost all the episodes, but I wasn't, like, obsessed with it. But I'm definitely a big fan of The State and the first Wet Hot American. So, like, when I saw the second one, I was like, oh, yes. Or the prequel. Just so weird.
Speaking of skit shows with Bob and David, they're back.
I haven't watched that yet.
I watched, like, part of one. Dave was telling me he watched some last night. That's pretty exciting. I love David Cross, man.
I like him, and I really like Odenkirk, so I don't know why, like, I never watched that show before.
You never watched Mr. Show?
No, it was really, I think it's totally worth going back to see.
I
think it was a time when I was just a complete fucking drug addict and alcoholic, and so normally when I turned something on, I was just fucking wrecked, and I just could never, like, shit's too fucking weird, man, fuck this, and I'd change it to something else, like Aqua Teen, I don't know.
Aqua Teen was less weird than Mr. Show. A different kind of weird.
No, I didn't start watching Aqua Teen until I was like, I was in like my mid-20s, early 20s. All of a sudden, like, I was like, dude, what the fuck is it? Oh my God, this is incredible. What about you, Dave? You got a Netflix pearl?
I don't know. Like, Snowpiercer was a good movie. I think that Kung Fury is definitely at the time. I know probably a lot of people have seen it already on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, so much.
But it's on Netflix, and that's hilarious.
Come on, Dave, reach fucking deep, because you look like the type of guy that sits at home a lot alone on a Friday night Netflix and shit.
I do. So. The fact that I actually have, like, drained Netflix dry, like, I've watched.
So, reach back something.
I finished Netflix. I finished it.
All
right, I just thought of another good one since we kind of shared Circle. I got a really good one. Go ahead.
Remember Me. It's with the dude from Twilight.
Yay.
And
I already feel like I need to be helped.
The end of the movie just like hits you from out of nowhere, and it's just a good movie.
Hearing the title,
which
makes me sad.
Robert Pattinson or Taylor Lautner?
Yeah, that guy.
Pattinson, the one like all right, so
because only I know the other guy because that movie
Tracers
was it Tracers,
which was horrible.
It was it was before that. It was like Abducted or something was the name of it. That was actually a pretty decent movie.
I haven't seen Remember Me, but so what's it about?
It's about basically two people's relationships, and it's like his relationship with his dad, and the way it ends is really poignant. I can't say it without spoiling. It's worth watching.
It's worth watching
all the way to the end.
Does he sparkle?
No, he doesn't sparkle.
Well, fuck that movie then. Robert Pattinson doesn't sparkle in every movie. Boycott. Oh shit.
So, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't
Holy
do that.
Shit.
That's the drama boycott right there.
Yeah, like that's why I put my water over here. Slap this table's okay, and like the little filing cabinet over there, but don't touch this table.
Could have knocked over the delicious bowl of topics if I did that a little.
The
bit
bowl
harder.
Of topics. We might hit that up again. I got another Netflix. Oh, I got so many good Netflix pearls now. Because I'm just thinking of them. I'm going to do an old one that I watched when I first got Netflix. So when I first got Netflix, I did what a lot of people do, and I'm like, now that I have access, I'm just going to look up independent movies that I never had, that I never would have known about. I just went through like an indie flick phase.
Because we are sophisticated, intelligent men of the world.
Yes, I'm not because I'm a hipster, but because I see other things.
I don't have a mustache and a vintage suit, but I am an asshole.
Ooh, I did have a vintage suit. I got to buy another one. Anyway, so...
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you an asshole.
Oh, no, I am. It's cool. It's totally... I'm a nice guy, but I'm also an asshole.
No.
I'm a conundrum.
You're great. I have no idea why Jared Walker insists on calling you douche James Spaley. That's not fair,
it's
Jared.
It's another love.
He's a gentleman.
Have you seen Cutters, A True Love Story?
I've seen the movie, like the title, but I've never seen it.
Dave?
Cutters, no.
All right.
Are they cutting lines or each other?
Themselves. And I'm going to really tell you why. Cause, all right, just for everybody that's listening that doesn't know, Dave Hines cannot handle his medication, quote unquote. And I will explain
so
another.
His dick is really hard right now. And you took way too much Cialis,
it's been longer than 4 hours.
We were only
going to
fuck for 45 minutes, Dave. What were you thinking?
But so Cutters, a true love story. And what it is dude commits suicide. His girlfriend leaves him. And the movie starts with, like, one of, like, the symptoms where, like, you know, people say, oh, they always clean up, like, around their air. So, like, it shows him just absolutely spotlessly cleaning his apartment. And then he cuts himself. And it turns out that when you commit suicide, you don't necessarily go to hell. You go to, like, they kind of half-ass explain it as a type of purgatory for suicide people. Mm-hmm. And the best way that I can explain it is, like, it's like Cleveland. It's just a very drab city looking, shitty looking city.
Right.
Like, it's a bunch of buildings and, like, rundown tenements. And, like, everything's very, like, ugh. Like, and, but.
James Bailey can never run for public office in Cleveland now. Now, this is out there on the internet.
Yeah, I'm going to actually tag Dave Weingarten in this so he can hear me shitting on
Cleveland.
Shitting on Cleveland, and then I'll have him on here. Maybe I'll have him on next week and get some retaliation. I don't want to
Browns
set it up
like and that. 20 toilet bowls.
Yeah. But, like, it's just a very, like, drab, like, gray, like, bricky, like, no, like, you know, flair or whatever city, and, like, that's where you go when you commit suicide. And this dude goes down there, and he meets this chick, Shannon Sossaman, from 40 Days, 40 Nights, Knight's Tale, and with The Feather, with Heath Ledger. Is that The Feather? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Right, I know the girl you're talking about, but...
Anyway, she's super hot. But yeah, like, she's in it, and Jake Busey's in it.
Yeah, Jake Busey.
And he plays, like, it's just...
He plays a creepy bitch.
No, he plays, like, this dude. He knows the original guy, and he's like, hey, what's up? Dude, you started, like, a chain reaction, man. Like, he's... But it's, like, it's Jake Busey, so it's definitely worth it just for his fucking cameo.
Yeah.
Will Arnett has a very small part in it, but still very good. Like, a very big part, but small.
What is this called again?
Cutters.
Cutters.
A true love story.
Okay.
It's a really cool little flick. I definitely enjoyed it, so that's a good one to watch. But here's why Dave can't handle his shit.
Okay.
We were going out to Ybor one night, and I'd had a very stressful day. Or it was just a day, I don't remember, but I needed to smoke marijuana. So we're in the car, and we're headed out to Ybor, and I go to fire it up, and I go to pass it to him, and he takes two pulls. Passes it back. I hit it again. I go to hand it back to him. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, all right. Within minutes, he is, like, jerkily going his little fucking egg-shaped car down the road. He has a Geo Metro?
At that time, I think so.
No, it's just...
No, my car now?
Yeah.
It's a Honda Accent.
It's a Honda Accent. It's a little fucking eggshell car, and he's fucking swerving. Like, and not, like, lazy stoner, like herky-jerky, like, are you having a seizure? And, like, he goes into, like, the right lane when it... Because he sees the sign that says right lane ends in 1,000 feet, merge left. And he goes to the right lane, and I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
That was...
And then he's, like, in the median. I had to, like, tell him, Dave, stop driving in the median. And he's, like, fucking yanks it back to the middle. I was never so scared of being like, dude, seriously, pull over on the shoulder road right now. You are not driving anymore. And we only had 3 minutes left to go.
Right.
We got
there.
With only a little bit of urine in my
pants. You guys are both still alive.
Yeah. All right, so Will did look this up, and I kind of want to hit play on one.
We're going to
Hillary Clinton shape-shifting at UN Security Council? Is that it?
I don't know. I had never heard this conspiracy specifically applied to Hillary.
You
but
made
it
me
does
watch
not,
cake
oh,
farts.
Oh, God
it
damn it, man.
It does not surprise me that... I'm sure you name any major politician, and somebody's going to accuse them of being a tear. I did make Dave watch.
Well, now I'm not doing it. Now you've upset me.
I just like I
wanted to specifically see crazy people
to actually believe that that's a thing.
I made Alan Dempsey and Rafik watch Cake Farts last night.
Oh my God! What
and
they said?
Both of them started jerking off during it. No, I'm just kidding. No, that didn't happen. Alan
Dempsey,
Rafik,
I wouldn't pass me one.
One of my
it was fun.
One of my favorite YouTube videos ever was Gay Chicken.
Yeah.
With Dave Franco and Christopher Mintz Plasse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. Funny or Die.
Yeah, like, I want to... What did he say? He's like, I want to take Silly Putty. Yeah. And he's like, I want you to read me I want you to take Silly Putty and pull the Sunday Comics off and read it to me in your best Ralph Fiennes impersonation.
Well, didn't Brian Posehn used to have a gay chicken bit, too? He did in one of his specials.
Maybe. Yeah. YouTube is like I can literally like waste a day surfing YouTube.
Oh yeah,
like easy. I just look up one thing and then it makes me look up something else. Yeah, and yes, you porn is the same thing.
You're like, how do I make a natural herbicide to kill these bugs in my garden? And then before you know it, you're watching like a Ukraine Coke deal.
Yeah,
a Ukraine Coke deal. Yeah. I can use words. Fuck you.
Which is probably on there.
I
used at least two.
Like, I actively try to make sure that when I start watching YouTube videos and it pops with, like, other videos you might like, I'm like, no. Just one and done. Well, it's like, before my video is even over, I'm, like, exiting out of it. Because I'm like, nope, I know where this is going to lead down the fucking rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It's going to make me sad. I'm a very sensitive person now that I stopped drinking. Now that I'm not fucking killing myself with alcohol, it turns out I have emotions and it's weird. I'm not sure if I like it.
Yeah. You can't use alcohol to manage your feelings.
No, well, I mean, I did for a long time.
I used food to manage my feelings.
I did that too, but it was mostly because of the alcohol.
I want to fuck my munchies right now.
Yeah, it does lead to bad drinking decisions. Like, most hot dogs are consumed camping and at 3 a.m. outside the club.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some statistics on where and when hot dogs are eaten. I bet you 80% of the hot dogs eaten in this country are like at 3 a.m. outside of every meat market in every major city.
That's true.
That's the best time to get a hot dog. I'm so drunk I can't talk.
Well, dude,
chili cheese dog, please.
How long were you down here for?
I've only lived here for a little over 5 years now. So most of that's been spent in my house taking care of my kids all day.
So it's definitely before your time. How long have you been down here?
I've been down in Florida for 18 years.
Oh, so you might remember. Yeah, you'll definitely remember this place. Well before your time, back in the late 90s. It probably started, I think it started in like the mid 90s, but it went to like the late 90s, early 2000s maybe, was the Turtle Club.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I
was actually supposed to go to the Turtle Club the night it got raided.
So was I.
It's like a weird, like, Final Destination type story. Like, I was supposed to be there, but my friend.
You were supposed to meet there. What?
I was I was driving there, and I had a premonition.
And they were selling Coke in the office, out of the office.
Yeah. Dude, this is a nightclub that went in. All right, it was right by a lake. But it was by
St. Pete Airport.
Yeah, it was right up. It was like McMullen Booth and East Bay, or no, it's Roosevelt at that point.
Right over the Bayside Bridge.
Yeah,
before you get to the exit for Largo.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it was like when they raided it, and the only reason I didn't go that night is because my friend that came to pick me up from work, he got there late. I got out late, and then I was like, "Dude, fucking, did you get the acid?" And I was 19 at the time, so. 18, and he's like, no, I didn't get any. We'll just get some at the club. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like going and trying to find fucking acid at the club. Like, that's not, like, I know it's there, but just I have a bad feeling about it tonight.
We're going to my grandma's house.
I wish my grandma slung acid. She'd have hooked me up. But no, so I went home, and the next day I turned the news. This is no lie. They came in through the windows like stormtroopers. Like, they had floor-to-ceiling windows all along, like, a wall and a half. And it was like they had them blacked out, you know, like spray painted blackout, because it was a rave club. Like, well, they did hip hop on like Thursdays or something.
Yeah,
but like one night was rave night, and like they came in, they kicked on the lights, busted on the doors, rappelled off the roof through the windows, assault rifles, fucking masks. Everybody, hands in the air, sit on the ground. Dude, they sent my friends that were there that got arrested, said that people were just reaching in their pocket as they were sitting down, just throwing their hand to the side, and the floor was like an inch deep with drugs. Like, nice. Every possible drug you could imagine. She was like, coke, G, heroin, fucking pot, like, everything.
Probably a point where there was more, I think there were more drugs that were going through Turtle Club on a Friday night than in Ybor in a whole week. Like, it was insane.
It was like a six-month investigation with, like, 40-some or 30 arrest warrants for specific people. And they actually, only like 20 of those people were there, and they still ended up making like fucking 80-some arrests and drug charges. Like, I can't even tell you the list. And I'm not saying that this was a pretty drug-addled point in my life, so I'm definitely not a high point.
Yeah.
But just like so many of my friends were like either there, were on their way there. Like some people were like were pulling in, saw the mobile assault team, and just was like, oh, wrong road, and left. And it's a side road, so they were still getting pulled over.
We're
and
going to Applebee's.
Yeah. Oh god, it was so good. Like so good, I wasn't there.
yeah.
Sorry for those people whose life it fucking ruined. Yeah. But you know,
not
you make
only
your choices.
You get arrested, but you see all the drugs on the floor and you can't take them with you.
That's what my one friend, this chick I used to know, was saying. She was like, some people were crying because, first of all, like they're on a bunch of ecstasy, so they're already sensitive. They know they're probably going to fucking get arrested even though they dumped a bunch of drugs. And then all of their favorite drugs are just spread around them, just taunting them, and they can't do shit about it because there's 80 cops with assault rifles.
At least they were comfortable in the handcuffs. Like, yeah, this feels pretty good, yeah. Really. It's not so bad.
Oh, God, dude. Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, and especially once people started puking from all the adrenaline and the drugs. Like, and you're just sitting there just being puked on. Like, oh.
Good times.
How would you not want to be there for that?
Yeah, the Turtle Club does not seem like the name for that place.
The shell cracked.
It was fun, though.
The shell cracked like a pinata and ecstasy and coke.
And ecstasy, yeah.
Like, I had been there a couple times back when I was doing, like, acid and shit. And, I mean, it was fun. Like, I had a good time, but at that time, like, I don't recommend that people do these things.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, so I just got the 10-minute warning. I didn't realize. Wow.
No, it goes by so quick.
Word.
It does. I thought it was going to drag. So, all right, well, let's hit up the topic bowl real quick.
Topic bowl.
Dave, you pick. So, Jander, you go.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's yours.
Can I look at them all and pick the one I
like
best?
No,
this is bullshit, James Bailey.
That disqualifies the whole point of the topic bowl.
Apocalypse, zombie, or nuclear winter? Zombie, hello.
Not which one do you want? Which one do you think is going to happen first?
Well, if you're asking me logically which one I think is going to happen first, obviously the terrors are going to come down and take over. It's neither one of these.
Oh, goddamn it, Chander.
No, if I pick, I'm going zombie all the way. Because nuclear winter, that's just depressing. We're all going to starve to death and die from radiation poisoning. At least zombie, you get to unify with people and, you know, stab dead people in the head.
See,
sounds like a good time to me. Let's do that shit.
I want the zombie apocalypse, but if Donald Trump gets elected president, then there's... I know, dude, you got to be... This equipment, you got to be... it's so good and sensitive. It's just too high tech for our clumsy asses. If Donald Trump becomes president, I truly believe in a nuclear winter, like quickly, like in a hurry.
I want Trump to get the nomination. I think it'll be great.
I want him to get the nomination, but I don't want him to win.
Well,
I kind of want him to win.
He can't win.
I have
That's
a whole
totally
bit.
Impossible. Is for all the dumb people that are in this country, there's not enough of them to make him win.
I don't know, it's dude, possible. Because he just said I would bomb the shit out of them. So all the rednecks that wouldn't normally vote, especially if Hillary gets a Democratic nod and so many more people, like,
he can't win. Honestly, at this point, looking at the Republican field, I can't see a winner over there. I think they're doomed.
Like, I've contemplated moving to Canada before, but Canada would have a serious immigration problem with Americans if fucking Trump wins.
They will not let you in, by the way.
Yeah, they will.
They will not. They know. They're on to you.
I will sneak right across the border.
Yeah, you're going to have to sneak in.
Yeah, like, I have Mexican friends that can get me fake papers.
Which if
that's not racist, that's just accurate.
If you're sneaking into Canada, you're definitely up to some dirt.
I don't know.
You're definitely up to some dirt.
No, dude, I will sneak in, and I would be one of the hardworking immigrants. Like, I would sneak in, I would get some fake fucking papers, I would get a job as, like, a busser or a dishwasher, and now it's getting a little racist, but I'm going to go with it. And I would just, I would work hard, and I would pay my taxes, and I would do whatever I could to not fucking make nobody angry. People be like, I don't know if he's here. Like, no, we don't fuck with him. He's nice, eh?
James Bailey would be the Puerto Rican Whitey Bulger.
I would assimilate.
We'll find him when he's like 98.
I would assimilate, and I would start speaking French. Be a black French speak, and be like, he's not even Haitian. He speaks French. How do you know he's not Haitian? Look how light-skinned he is. Even half Haitian, he would be twice as dark. I'm very light-skinned.
You should start working on your French accent. I think that's a strong move for you.
Yeah, it would be a
struggle. I think that would work well.
Better than me trying my Irish and Scottish accent.
Yeah.
Aye, wee lass.
Yeah.
You fancy a shag.
That's not an endearing accent. It's like, oh, this guy's a disaster. He's going to break shit. He's going to get in fights. But
darling,
French,
your eyes glow green like the Emerald Isles.
Yeah. Dude, panties drop. Right.
Send me that bottle of whiskey before I start the shake.
Yeah, that's and then that happens, and they're like, ew. Yeah. So, no, we're coming down to the end. And we never really mentioned it, but the whole thing I was bringing you guys on for was this is kind of a comedy, and Dave's like one of the founding members slash quote-unquote management, and Jander's one of the talents-ish for the... Not you.
Yeah,
you were fun.
That was a nice jab right in the eye.
It was right before we left. You know, I had to slip
in.
I made
somebody laugh one time on a stage.
I'm sure.
I have evidence.
It was when you fell. Oh, yeah. I smoked weed with Jander Gray, and he almost fell off the stage at fucking late night something or other.
I don't
know. Twice. It was fucking hilarious. You went to, like, lean back to talk about the beer. You're like, good. Doesn't matter. They're all, like, fucking 12. But it was a good time. Do you guys have any upcoming shows with Kava? KAVAKOMEBY?
This Saturday night, Red Tiki Bar in St. Pete.
Yep. That show is the third Saturday of every month. And then on the first and third, we do an open mic at Bull Cafe in St. Pete on Fifth
That's
Avenue
right.
North.
And the other two Thursdays are the
improv.
Kava Comedy Improv Group and the Unprofessionals Improv Group.
Which at some point will be battling it out in a cage.
No, yeah, and where's the Kava Comedy at the Bula Cafe? That's on Fifth Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then Red Tiki is where in St. Pete?
You got me, brother. Look it up on the
Google. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's not a lot of Red Tikis in St. Pete.
If you look up Red Tiki St. Pete, you're going to find it.
Close-up time?
Let's not be silly.
All right, so let me get... let me get some last-minute plugs for your personal selves. Dave, I'm not going to say it, Hines, what's your Facebook, your Twitter, your Snapchat, your fucking Reddit, your Tinder, Twinder, Grindr?
Dave Hines for Hines, and that's both Facebook and Twitter.
Are you on Grindr?
No. Why do you have to say that? I have Tinder, though. I'll admit to that.
I'm going to put you on there now.
I'll admit to that. I've got...
All right. So, ladies, if you want to see how mismatched the voice was to the body and the face, look
really
him up at Dave Hines on Tinder. But be tender.
Be tender. Love me Tinder.
I know, Jander, I know you can't say your Tinder name because your wife might listen to this.
That's
right.
That's definitely right. No.
Your kids might
don't
be...
Don't have a Tinder.
Dad!
Don't have a Tinder. Don't.
What's your Twitter and what's your Facebook and Snapchat?
Jander Gray on Facebook. No Snapchat. Don't do that shit, man.
No, your name is weird. So spell your name.
At Jander Gray, JANDERGRAY, not EY, and not Jander Gay.
Even though he is.
Stop bringing me up that way. It's not nice.
Ladies and gentlemen,
James
Jander
Gay.
I am of course James Bailey on Facebook. You can find me, if you type in Comedian James Bailey, that's how you'll get to me, but because Facebook's done this weird Nazi thing with me over the last several months, I can no longer have Comedian in the front of my name, so my name is just, it looks like James Bailey, but if you type in Comedian James Bailey, that's how you'll actually find me out of the 10 billion James Baileys.
That's what you get for going head-to-head with SJWs, man.
Oh, fucking SJWs. I went to battle with them, and I got put on timeout by Facebook for 24 hours. My Twitter is James Bailey Haha. Please, if you're listening to this off of somebody else's suggestion, like us on Facebook at My Mom's Favorite Podcast on Facebook page, My Mom's Favorite Podcast, James Bailey Haha, comedian James Bailey. Peace!
This is a Homemade Broadcast Radio production.
Hey, Will here at HMBRadio.com. Even more content. We got the HMB sides of the Homemade Broadcast and more programs to come. So check out HMB Radio. Hotel Mike Bravo Radio.com.